views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Alignment Radio, vibrational living in a physical world with me, Nova Whiteman. Have you woken up to the truth of who you really are? Aware that you're a vibrational being, but having no idea how to translate that into everyday physical life? Are you feeling lost, searching for simple ways to integrate that awareness without getting lost in the land of vague spiritual concept? Spiritual Alignment Radio is your space of comfort and connection, where you'll receive practical guidance and usable inspiration to help you navigate your spiritual path from a place of vibrational, centered alignment, allowing you to actually enjoy being human. Take the struggle and suffering out of your human experience, and let me help you focus and align your energy behind all aspects of your life so that you can begin living with more joy, freedom, ease, and fun. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Alignment Radio. I am your host, Nova Whiteman, and this is my first show of the new year. So I am guessing a lot of you have been in sort of reflection and planning mode and thinking about your year ahead. Or maybe some of you, if you're like me, you don't feel like you've actually clicked in quite yet. I got hit with a cold New Year's Eve day, so I'm still kind of waiting for that feeling of, whoo, we're in a new year. But one thing I do know for sure is that as I think about the year ahead, I know that my number one intention is to live this year and every year of my life from a place of alignment, with who I really am, in alignment with what I want for myself and my family and my life and my business. I just want to come from that place as often as I can. And I am also aware of the fact that, you know, this whole show is about being a spiritual being, having a human experience. So obviously we are all very human and we're going to come across those things in life, those very human experiences that can challenge us, that can even drop us at times and just whisk us right out of alignment. So I think more than anything, it's more important or most important to know how to manage that, how to get back into that sweet spot of alignment when you've fallen out, how to maintain that focus as often as you can for as long as you can. And as we approach this brand new year and this fresh energy, I think it's useful to just kind of get ahead of the game and have a plan for that because it's inevitable. It's going to happen, right? And I don't know about you, but the number one thing that tends to throw me out is when I encounter situations, people, challenges that are seemingly out of my control, that just kind of come out of nowhere. And you're like, oh, all right, this is happening. I don't like it. What the heck do I do here? And knowing how to approach that and navigate that is so, so valuable. So for my topic today, I thought it would be a really good idea to bring on an expert in doing that. Somebody who practices this alignment stuff as much as I do and knows her stuff, has written a book about it, is writing another book about it. And helps people every day in life and in business and how to lead their lives and businesses from that state of alignment, and especially how to navigate this thing that we like to call drama. And I'm not just talking about you know, the dramas of other people getting into arguments and you know, cat fights and, you know, that kind of stuff, although I'm sure that that's a part of it, but also those internal dramas, the emotional dramas and the mental dramas that we encounter within ourselves that 9 times out of 10 aren't really based in any kind of factual truth. It's just that swirling kind of stuff that we get stuck in sometimes. And my guest today has written an incredible book that acts as a guide for moving through that kind of drama, as well as the external drama and dealing with those scenarios that appear to come from other people. So we're going to dive into that. But first, I want to introduce you to her. And she's wonderful. Not only is she just this amazing force in this world, this force of goodness that shines when she walks into a room and impacts everybody that she meets. She's one of my dearest and closest friends, my soul sister that I have had the pleasure of playing with in this life for the past several years. Jennifer Alley, welcome.
Thank you so much, Nova. I am so excited to be here. And hi, everybody. So excited to be having this conversation with you today about starting off your new year, kicking off 2019, really with positive, powerful intentions around leading your life in alignment, drama-free.
Yes,
really excited to be having this conversation. Thanks for having me, Nova.
You're welcome. And it's such an important conversation to have. And I think these kind of things get lost in the excitement of planning and visioning for our year. And we tend to get in those sort of, I don't want to say unrealistic modes. I'm not somebody who lives by reality all the time. I'm somebody who likes to live in possibility and limitlessness. And because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, we run into the human stuff all the time. It's really useful to know what to do instead of feeling like you're always at the effect or always reacting to these things. It's time to get proactive. It's time to get back in the driver's seat for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people these days are really wanting to. So before we dive into that though, Jennifer, I mean, you do so much. You are so many things. I didn't even know how to boil it down into a few simple descriptive words. So I'm actually going to ask you to tell the audience, who are you? What's your background?
Oh, my background is I've been working as a coach for about 10 years, and I've been developing a system for leading in alignment over the past probably 20 years without even knowing it. I started it way back then because I come from a personally very turbulent background. I always like to say there was a reason that I know how to write the book on drama, but that led me down a pathway of wanting to be in helping professions, wanting to be in business, and eventually I went down path of psychology and then coaching, and now really blending in a lot of spirituality into that, and really working with people to help them understand that everything that you're doing in your life, yes, it has this like human, material, physical dimension, but it's equally, if not more so, soul-based and soul-oriented. So that's something I've been studying for a number of years and have pulled together different systems and different ways of studying and understanding that so people can get really practical application in their lives. So that's where the Drama-Free White book came from. Yeah. Along that path, I'm working on my next book right now, which has a working title of Mind Flow, Manifest Your Soul's Destiny. So it's just been really a path and a process. You know, I consider myself to be a coach, a consultant, a spiritual teacher, a trainer. But I also coordinate events. I have just in this past year reinvented a gala event design that's really oriented around soul connection. So everything that I do is soul oriented, but also blending it with our human living, our human body.
Yes. You are one of those people that I consider to be doing great work in the area of closing that gap between our human experience and our spiritual essence of who we really are. I think that there are so many people for so long have been living by just the idea of who we're supposed to be based on what we were brought up on or cultures, you know, the norm. And there's been this gap that has existed for quite some time. And now there are some people out there who are working to close that gap. And I have the pleasure of knowing and witnessing and experiencing your work. And so I can attest to the fact that you do it very well. And I actually attended this inaugural event that Jennifer's talking about called Thriviesta, a gala for the soul. She put it on this past summer. And it was a non-networking event, or un-networking, I think is what you called it, or something like that. But it was very soul-oriented, very authentic human-to-human connection, where we also got to learn and grow and expand while helping a good cause. It was amazing. So I'm very honored to have you here, Jennifer. And I just want to show people your book. It's called The Drama-Free Way. A Thought Management Guide to Navigating Chaos and Thriving. And I've read this book. I've endorsed this book. I try to get it into the hands of everybody I know. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. And we're going to pull from some of the juicy content that's in there today. So without further ado, let's just dive in. So everybody's heard of this word drama. We've all got a lot of different ideas about it. It even becomes sort of the source of jokes sometimes. You know, Mary J. Blige wrote a song about it. So I first and foremost just want to know how you define drama. What does drama mean to you, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. So my sort of redefinition of drama based on the book is that drama is a wound-based social survival mechanism that we each use in order to seek to meet our basic fundamental human needs to be seen and heard and feel like we matter, but we do it in the absence of having healthy, effective ways to do so. So drama is really about wanting to be seen and heard and to feel important and to feel valuable in relationships. And a lot of times we get sucked into patterns where we're trying to get that need met, but we do it in ways that evoke sort of like icky behaviors that people actually end up wanting to push away from rather than draw closer to. But it comes from these core human wounds that we all carry.
Yes. Yes. That's a beautiful description. And I know you and I have talked about this and you speak to it a lot in your work. I think a lot of us hear the word drama and we immediately disassociate from it. It's always somebody else's drama. It's always outside of ourselves. It's always something that's happening over here or somebody's doing that to us or, oh, that person is so dramatic. Their life is so full of drama. When the truth is, we are all drama seekers and drama initiators. And I mean, even those of us who identify as spiritual, which many people listening to this station would or do, we're not exempt from it either because a lot of it actually happens internally. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that drama is something that it's showing up in the external world, but it's also showing up in the internal world. And I like to use the word drama actually as an acronym for thought patterns that are disempowering. Mm-hmm. They're reactive. They're assumption-based. Mm-hmm. They're maladaptive and addictive. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're ways of thinking about the world and thinking about our relationships and thinking about ourselves even that really pull us out of alignment with our true power and really with the truth of who we are. And that's naturally going to feel bad and it's going to evoke a negative spiral that comes out of that. And behavior is always sort of like the last stop after thinking about something and feeling it, and then we act it out. And that's what we're witnessing with other people, but it happens inside us just as much as it happens with us.
Yeah. I love the acronym. And I found when I first read your book that to be incredibly helpful because of one of the parts that I had never considered before, maybe it's the last A, addictive. They're thought patterns that are addictive. Drama is addictive.
It's totally.
And I mean, half the time, I think most people would insist that they're not drama queens, they're not dramatic people, they're not drama seekers, but that's because they're not conscious of it. And they're not understanding that their thought patterns are now conditioned to respond to things in a certain way. And it is an actual addiction. Mm-hmm. That was mind blowing to me.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when you think about it from the vibrational perspective, basically we become habituated to our vibrational states.
Yeah.
And that comes from how we've been conditioned from a very young age mm-hmm. to think about ourselves, to think about the world, the beliefs that we developed based on experiences, based on influences around us, culture, family, schooling, everything comes into play. Mm-hmm. And so we get habituated to a certain vibrational state. Right. And we know that like energy attracts more like energy. And so it's really easy to get spiraling into certain thought patterns that then activate an emotional state. And all of that inside the body, you know, correlates with chemical releases. Mm-hmm. And we get addicted to that.
Yeah. Yep. And it's familiar. It's familiar. Mm-hmm. It's what we know. And it's easier to stay with what you know. Right. Because mm-hmm. you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm fascinated with the internal experience of drama. As you know, and many of my listeners know, I'm also a coach. So I work with clients on a daily basis. And one of the things that I notice the most are the internal struggles, the internal battles that people have that are not rooted in truth. And once we unravel them a little bit and start changing up some perspectives and taking new actions that disrupt the pattern, they find that there was nothing to be worried about in the first place. So that internal piece of, you know, like we look at our external world, and especially when you're thinking about embarking on a brand new year, and you've got all these high hopes, and you've got all these things that you're just standing in this place of conviction, like, it's going to be different this year, I'm going to do something different. But if you're not actually doing anything to disrupt some of those thought patterns, you're going to continue to attract and respond in the way that you always have. So I know that that's something that I work with my clients a lot on, and I know that's something you work with your clients a lot on, and we're actually going to share some of those strategies today. But before we do, you know, we talk about the concept of contrast on this show a lot. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that word, contrast denotes challenge, really, the difficult stuff, the stuff that we insist that we don't want in life, but is there nonetheless. It's the opposites. You know, if you are plugging along and you're happy in your day, and then all of a sudden your car breaks down or you get into an argument with somebody, that could be considered contrast. It's something that's going to help you decide in the moment who it is you want to be and how you want to experience that, where you want to focus your energy. Now, you have an interesting perspective on contrast versus drama that I'd like to cover here today. Can you tell me the difference between those two?
Well, I think drama is really about the response to contrast. I think contrast showing up in life can really actually be a triggering event. Mm-hmm. That brings us into the space of drama. But I think that drama then is something that's really disempowering. Contrast, when it's used effectively, can be incredibly empowering. Yeah. When you use it as a tool to flip your perspective, mm-hmm. from, okay, there's this thing here that's showing up that I don't like, that I don't want. And instead of getting hooked into the energy of the problem, which is what happens when you go into drama, you use it to flip into, okay, when I can shift my focus to how this helps me clarify what I want in my life, mm-hmm. who I want to be, how I want to show up, the outcomes that I want, and you use it as a tool, in a sense, you have the opportunity to rise above it and move beyond it.
Yes.
And to create something new from it. And every time we do that, it expands us rather than contracts us. The drama is very contracting. Mm-hmm. Right. The contrast has the possibility to be expansive when we can recover to the place of alignment, mm-hmm. and move forward from there.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes. I see it as contrast is empowering and it's clarifying. Mm-hmm. Drama is, like you said, contracting, and it keeps you kind of stuck and swirling in those same patterns and that illusion. It's disempowering.
Yeah.
Makes you think life is happening to you rather than through you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. So the things that I wanted to make sure that we covered on today's show are definitely some of the techniques that you use and that you guide your clients to use. Now, just to give people some context, you work with people both in the personal development realm as well as business development realm. How do you see drama playing a role in business?
Drama plays a role in business a lot, especially for people in a leadership role. They're not only managing the drama that comes up within the culture of the business and within the work environment, but also their own internal dramas about how they're driving the business forward, especially for entrepreneurs and business owners and leaders. So the interesting thing about a business is that a business operates as a tribe. Mm-hmm. And drama is a tribally based construct, mm-hmm. right? So anytime we're in tribe and interacting with other people, we always have the potential for our core human wounds being triggered because they're tribally based. And those wounds are shame, abandonment, and betrayal. Mm-hmm. And so in the context of being in social connection within a business, that can always be stirred up.
Yeah.
And then people start to have their drama reactions and responses. So there's sort of like that whole component of it. And then as far as like driving the business forward, there's always having to manage that vibrational state as the leader. Mm-hmm. To take things to the next level. It's almost like from a consciousness perspective, you're carrying the whole right. thing. You're the one who, like, the growth and the expansion of the business is channeling through you and all of your choices and decisions. And as soon as you get hooked into drama and thinking something is impossible, or you get stuck in the energy of the problems and the challenges that come up, which are really opportunities to grow and move beyond. But when you get stuck in that and don't know how you're going to make it happen, it's so frustrating and overwhelming. Sometimes it's the same old thing over again. Mm-hmm. Being able to navigate past the drama, rise above it, come into that powerful space of alignment, that's what fuels the forward movement. But staying stuck in the energy of the drama, it just perpetuates the same stuff over and over again.
Absolutely. And it elevates the consciousness of the business too. Yeah. It's funny. I actually encountered this last week with one of my consulting clients, which is a business. And there was some sort of internal development that occurred with the CEO where he realized that there was some dishonest stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And he could have completely come from the place of, drama of those emotional wounds. He could have made it about that. But instead, we were able to guide his perspectives and thoughts along the lines of keeping the consciousness of the business high and from coming from that place of alignment instead. Mm-hmm. And by doing so, the situation unfolded with a lot more congruency, a lot more integrity, and it all worked together or it worked out more seamlessly. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to sort of identify or guess what could have happened, but I mean, it could have gone a really bad way. It could have gone in the direction of a big, dramatic downward spiral. And so I think it's so cool to see the difference, the sort of juxtaposition or the difference between how we've traditionally been leading our lives and leading our businesses from that reactionary wound-based place to what's possible. Look mm-hmm. at what is possible and look at how much more you can attain, how much more you can reach, how much more goodness you can experience if you just take the time to make sure you're coming from that place of alignment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Coming from the place of alignment it just works on so many levels. It works on the literally the neurological level where, you can be so much more resourceful, so much more creative and innovative and get the inspired ideas that you need to work yes. through any kind of problem or mm-hmm. challenge that's showing up in a business. And it works on the emotional vibrational level. Mm-hmm. But being able to come from that place of alignment, I've seen it, and I'm sure you've seen it too in your business, Nova, is that, when business owners get used to being in alignment consistently, mm-hmm. things in the business kind of smooth out.
Yes.
Right. The things that used to be really big challenges I hear are, they just like, oh, it worked out so much easier than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. Things went much more smoothly because now they're consistently coming from that higher vibrational place yes. where they're so much more resourceful.
Mm-hmm. And then it's attracting vibrationally better circumstances.
That match. Yeah.
Well, yes, absolutely. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to look at my notes here because I had so many good things that I wanted to cover with you, and there's so much we could jump into, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to think from the perspective of what would be the most valuable pieces that anybody, business or personal life, can take forward this year while we're all still in that sweet spot of, fresh page, new chapter. So I'm guessing a lot of people would want to know, what can you do to stay out of unnecessary drama? So we talked about the contrast and how that's actually a very useful tool in life. It's a very empowering experience if you can access that awareness and consciousness and then flip that paradigm and use it to your advantage. But strictly speaking, in terms of that internal and external drama that we tend to encounter in the human experience, what can you say about how to sort of avoid falling into that trap so often?
Yeah. One of the first things that I always work with my clients on, and something that I have as part of my own daily living, is something that I call the daily alignment practice. Mm-hmm. And that's a series of practices and daily habits that help train your vibration up. Mm-hmm. And they actually help train your physical brain and your neurology and your emotional energetic state to be accustomed to being in that higher vibrational place, mm-hmm. and to be operating from a place of more integration and wholeness and alignment. Mm-hmm. And when you have that as a muscle that's strengthened, when the drama comes up and you get hooked into it, it's so much easier to recover more quickly, more smoothly, more effortlessly. So to me, that's always the baseline. Mm-hmm. Right, is starting to train your baseline, your set point vibration to a higher place to start with. So once that part is sort of like in practice, and that includes things like meditation and very particular journaling exercises, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So these aren't things that are like foreign to people, right? But it is about being in the daily consistency of it and being, yes. committed to it.
That consistency piece is so key. And I know I've talked about that a lot on these shows. And side note for the listeners, Jennifer and I both went through a process together at slightly different times, but ultimately together. And one of those things included the daily alignment practices. So both she and I have been practicing some very specific habits, we call them, for years. What is it? It's going on 7 for me, or it is 7, something like that. And you're right around there too.
I'm about 5 or 6, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, I know I can attest to this, and why it's half the reason why I include it in every conversation, because it's that important. But it is that consistency. It is such a difference between just sporadically practicing things like gratitude and journaling and meditating here and there, and then doing it every single day. And you're absolutely right. It's training your vibration so that sometimes I don't even notice the situations that are going on around me. And there's a heck of a lot less of those internal dramas. And if they do occur, I'm more capable of handling them, of looking at them and dealing with them rather than being sucked under, yes. by them.
Yeah. I think it's sort of like you can catch it quicker, number mm-hmm. one. And number two, you also know it's not reality.
Yeah.
It's something that you can engage with watching it rather than like getting pulled into it as if like that's the be all and end all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just having that awareness right there, just knowing that upon whatever it is, whether it's something that happened to you or near you or around you or to somebody close to you, or something that's swirling in your brain at 10 o'clock at night when you know you're not in alignment because you're so darn tired and you're, you know, just kind of processing the day's events. It's in that moment, especially if you've been training your vibration and rewiring your neurology through these daily practices, the drama is almost just immediately, I mean, it's not even an option, because you're more able to recognize what's happening. Recognize that even if you don't understand all of it, you don't understand the big picture or what's going on yet, the gifts in it, you do understand that it's something, and that this thing that's happening inside or outside of you, it's not, you don't have to make that the be all end all, your complete reality. You are still able to be in a position of power with it and conscious co-creation. So actually, you know, we're starting to get into the juicy stuff, the meaty stuff of this, which I love. So we're going to take a short break and so that we can come back and dive in deeper. But just so you guys know, Jennifer has been kind enough to give away a free copy of her book, The Drama Free Way. And at the end of the show today, we're going to give it to the first caller. And that number, if you want to write it down for when that time comes, is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I'll let you know when you can call in for that. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to shift gears and learn how to live vibrationally so that you can start experiencing more of the magic life has to offer? Let Nova Whiteman be your aligning force that will help you navigate this human experience from your most aligned self. Tune into Spiritual Alignment Radio with Nova Whiteman every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are here speaking with Jennifer Alley about living a drama-free life and her book, The Drama-Free Way. It's so beautiful. I love the colors. And you're actually doing a re-release of it soon. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Revised edition.
Yes, because this book actually won an award, and I don't have the copy that has the beautiful sticker on it because I got one of my... I was one of the first people to get a copy. But what was the award?
Oh, the award. So that's what the sticker looks like. It's
it's
very fancy and official. It's the Benjamin Franklin Award from the Independent Book Publishers Association.
Wonderful. That's a huge honor. There were a lot of people that were in consideration.
A lot of submissions.
A lot of books, and yours won. So this book, you guys. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource and guide to helping you thrive instead of living just a really reactionary, disconnected life. We don't want to repeat the same patterns that we've been coming across day in and day out, year after year. And we're just in this really wonderful place, this clean slate of a new year. And I'm one of those people who says that, you know, the calendar is just a man-made concept. It doesn't, you know, it holds meaning because we all give it meaning. But let's take advantage of the energy behind that because there's a collective consciousness on what the beginning of the year feels like and represents. So this is a really good time to implement some of these strategies. And in fact, Jennifer has some resources for our listeners that you can take advantage of to take this work a bit deeper on your own in addition to the book. So Jennifer, tell our listeners where they can find those resources, what they are, and where they can find more about you.
Yeah, good. You can get your complimentary copy of the Drama Free Way online resource kit. And that's jenniferally.kartra.com. And so that's jenniferally.kartra.com. And basically what you have in that kit are all of the sort of imagery guides from the Drama Free Way book that are going to give you resources and context for thinking about the energy of drama compared to the energy of thriving and alignment. And it includes imagery around how addiction to drama works and also how drama relates to the universal laws like the law of attraction, the law of polarity, things like that, that I think are really, really important to understand in order to really lead your life in alignment with the truth of who you are and with your soul's greater path and purpose. And drama, of course, is the number one thing that is disruptive of that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And what I love about this and what I found to be so useful when I read your work, and I really appreciated the diagrams because I'm a visual learner, and I think a lot of people are too. So that's why you guys are going to really want to get this kit. And that was at jenniferally.com.
Dot Kartra.
K-A-R.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It helped me not only understand what role drama played in my own experience, but in the experience of everyone else. Because let's just be real here. We get really annoyed with people who seem to have a walking cloud of drama surround them. And we can get into a real nice judgy space around that, can't we? But what it helped for me personally, and I think a lot of readers, is just to kind of replace that judgment with understanding. And say, oh, okay. And you know what? I can relate to that. I see how their wounds caused that. Or I see how their behavior is rooted in this. And instead of wasting any time or energy judging them or feeling annoyed or bad about somebody that I considered to be dramatic or drama-filled, drama-ruled, it kind of freed up that space for me because, you know, to heck with them. If I'm spending time in the energy of judgment and condemnation, what's that doing to my vibration?
Yes.
It's dropping it. So
yes.
That's not helping me either. So that part was really useful to me. And I just wanted to point that out to show that, you know, this is more than just your own journey. It's understanding everyone else around you so we can all live and thrive together in more harmony.
Yeah, absolutely. That reminds me, Nova, of the quote from Albert Einstein that you can't solve a problem from the same consciousness as the problem,
yes.
from the same level of energy as the problem. Mm-hmm. And so many times when other people approach us with their drama, what I like to call OPD, other people's drama. There's a whole chapter in the book devoted to that topic.
Yes.
When people come with their drama, as soon as we go down there with them, we're out of alignment and then we're in the energy of the problem. And that doesn't solve anything. And it doesn't help them out of it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't improve the relationship. So being able to stay in a strong, powerful place of alignment while they're in the midst of that and watch it and engage with it from a place of compassion and peace, knowing like they're just hurting right now.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's not my job to fix their experience or rescue them. You know, certainly we can take responsibility for our own part in whatever the dynamic is. Mm-hmm. But the trick is to not go down there. Actually, if it's okay, if I share a brief story.
Yes,
yeah, I had I have a lot of personal experiences with this one, but one in particular stands out in my mind when I have a loved one who called me one time and was pretty upset with me about something that I had done or not done. Not to give away too many of the details, but was really, really like really upset and just kind of letting me have it. Mm-hmm. And there was sort of like this little girl part of me that got a little bit scared, that got nervous, but because I've been so practiced in my alignment and because I know that there's just something underneath the surface that this person's hurting about, mm-hmm. I was able to stay grounded and solid and centered and listen to what they had to say. And as soon as they were done talking, I just took a deep breath and said, wow, it sounds like I really let you down. Mm-hmm. And the response was, yeah. And wow, the energy just like drained out because all that person wanted and needed was to be seen and heard and to know they matter to me. Yeah. And of course I want to know, I don't want to let anyone in my life down. None of us want to do that, right? But we're all human and we're imperfect, you know? So there is sort of that part of like some, to some degree, taking responsibility, although it doesn't mean I have to own everything that's happening for them, but at least acknowledging that's their experience, right? Yeah. You felt like I let you down. I'm sorry. That would never be my intention.
Right.
And that just dispels all the drama that there is.
Wonderful. And it opens you up to discuss it from a less charged, less drama filled space. Once you kind of diffuse that energy, then it opens a door for better communication.
And it actually holds like a higher vibrational space for the other person to rise up into as well. Right. As soon as you go down there with them, then you're just swirling, battling back and forth. But when you can stay in that higher space, honor what their experience is in that moment, it lets them discharge that energy and rise back up to come back into that place of authentic connection, which we all want.
Thank you for that story. That helps kind of contextualize this. So I know that before the break, we were getting into sort of the bread and butter or the main techniques of how to live a life of alignment and thrive, sort of bypassing some of that drama or experiencing less of it. We talked about having a daily alignment practice. Now, what about when you're already in it? What about when it's completely unavoidable? Like, for example, I know a lot of families have you hear about family drama all the time, and people are coming off the holiday season where, I mean, hopefully you had a nice quality filled time with your families, but I'm sure there are some people listening who maybe it wasn't so relaxing and connective. It was more drama filled. So what about those times where it feels very unavoidable and you're already in it? Are there some ways to sort of climb your way out or raise your vibration and get back into that sweet spot of alignment as it's happening?
Yeah. I think the main thing to really recognize and understand, once you're already in the space of drama, the energy's already generated. So to try to like sweep it away or like, you know, push yourself through it or push it under the rug or anything like that, anything that's avoiding it is just letting it still kind of sit in your system. So the most important thing is to first recognize it, and then you're looking for a way to kind of discharge that energy. And that usually comes through emotional expression, right? Because our emotions are really our responses to vibration. And so giving it some kind of an emotional outlet in a way that's, of course, you know, healthy and safe and all of that, I think is the first thing to do, is just discharge that energy. For me, that usually comes through crying. I had a family drama a few years back that always stands out in my mind, because it was this like negative texting back and forth. And I kept trying to like, you know, like give positive responses. And I kept being met with these like really kind of like personal attacks. And I remember just like being in the swirl of this, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? And it was totally drama energy. And the minute that I said, you know what, I'm just really sad that I'm not more connected with this person. Like, this person just isn't understanding me. Right. And as soon as I recognized that, like, floodgates open, I just started bawling. And unfortunately, I was in my car in like a parking lot somewhere, not driving. And just like getting that release, it took about 75 to 90 seconds. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it just takes that like focused release. And so, you know, for a situation like that, for me, usually crying is the one. Sometimes it'll be like journaling. I know other people who they do better if it's like they can, you know, just like scream it out or punch a pillow or something like that. But again, this is, as long as it's done with the intention of releasing the energy, because I think there can be a fine line too. Sometimes that can actually build up momentum where it actually makes the energy bigger. But when you say, okay, I'm going to give this a 5-minute funeral, like whatever it is, and just like let it out of your system, and you stop it at that 5 minutes. Right? And then you get up and you move on. As long as you have that intention, I think it can be really useful to just let the energy out. Once you've done that, right, you've released it, and now you kind of come back into that space of openness to recovering. You probably have a little bit more clarity. You're not stuck in the spinning thinking, And your energy can kind of rise. And when that happens, you get more clarity of mind so that you can respond to whatever the situation is rather than be reactive about it.
Yes. And you're no longer in the energy the problem exists in.
Yes.
Like the Albert Einstein quote. A couple of things come to mind as you talk about that. I think in order for all of this to work, I think there's one really important thing that needs to be in place for people. And I assume that if people are listening to this topic or if they were drawn to listen to this topic, that this is already in place, but it still bears naming. We have to want to feel good. We have to want to feel better and rise above some of these situations and experience life in a different way. Because if we don't want that, we're not going to do these things to disrupt the pattern and get out of that energy. So that's something that's really important to me when I'm recognizing things. And as you were talking about your example there, it made me think, okay, well, what do I do in those situations? And then when you talked about the screaming and punching a pillow part. So I think this is relatable for a lot of people who have small children, but so that drama happens even, you know, within your little family dynamics and in parenting with your little sweet angels that you love more than anything in life. And it reminds me of a time when my youngest was just a baby, and I have a 9-year-old and a almost 5-year-old, but this was back when they were like not even 1 and somewhere around 4. And I was a new mom of 2, and that's quite a different dynamic. And I was just, I was having a hard time. I was overwhelmed. I was overworked. I was stressed. I had no time for me. I was trying to figure out the balance and everything. And I was really steeped in that internal drama there. You know, it wasn't anybody else's drama. They're just a little baby and a little girl. They're not out to get me. Nobody's trying to ruin my life. But in that moment, it sure felt like it. And I had to get out of that energy, especially when I had an infant crying and a 4-year-old really wanting my attention and trying to get it in a not so great way, like whining and pulling on me and throwing fits and tantrums. And I had to put the baby down safely in her little rock and play, leave the 4-year-old in the living room and go into my room, shut the door, lock it, and scream into a pillow. And I mean, scream into that pillow till my voice was raw. I'm sure I punched it and threw it. I'm sure I looked like a lunatic. And this wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was about 4 years ago. So, I mean, I should, you know, I was steeped in this work already, but I knew that I wanted to feel better and I didn't want to experience that the way that I was in. I knew I would only get out of it if I changed up the energy. So guys, don't be afraid to do stuff like that. And by the way, once I did, I recovered to, again, that recognition and that understanding that this wasn't happening to me. My kids weren't out to get me. I'm not a bad mom. This was just an intense moment, and I still have the power to respond from a place of love and compassion to them and to myself. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really good thing to remember is, you know, there are simple things we can do here. It can be the journaling, it can be the screaming or the just get up and move.
Yes.
Our physiology is so, it's like a built-in system for navigating the human experience, because as soon as you move into new energy, you can feel it. You can access different things.
You know, one thing that just want to build on what you're saying, Nova, is I think a lot of people get kind of caught into this idea of like if they have negative energy or if they are going to scream or whatever, that it's not spiritual. And that they're not good or something like that. Like we get into those judgments. And the thing is, I think it's intensely spiritual. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes one of the best things we can do as a spiritual being in the human experience is let that energy flow, however it's showing up in the moment. Anytime you are honoring yourself, and that's exactly what you're describing, it's actually a way that you are really connected to your soul's essence in its growth cycle. Mm-hmm. So anytime we go into that like sort of deep dark place, it's creating a contraction that leads to an expansion that actually lets us be more.
Yes.
Be more of our soul's essence.
Yes.
So bottling that up doesn't serve, but when you like let it out, even though it's sort of like that very human side of the spiritual growth, mm-hmm. Part of, you know, what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think it's important to have full permission for those things.
Oh, I'm so glad you said it. I'm so glad you named it because I don't think it gets named enough. It's almost like when you're on this spiritual journey or this journey of conscious awareness and personal development that you have to somehow avoid these things. And I say, don't avoid them, embrace them.
Yes.
And you will get to experience many different layers of yourself and just really experience yourself as a conscious creator.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. So what about, and would you say that the same is true for some of those more internal conflicts, like the ones that don't necessarily have to do with the screaming children or the family drama texts or anything like that? But what about those moments when it's late at night and you're trying to sleep, but you can't turn that brain off and it's like drama swirling thoughts?
Yeah. I think that's a time when, oh my gosh. I mean, for me, usually I have to get up and get out of bed. As soon as I can change my environment, that kind of helps me shift.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'll go meditate or do something like that. Like, let me give that energy a place to go.
Yeah.
But it can be so much effort to like redirect the thoughts, because it feels so real in the moment.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just writing it out. Mm-hmm. Recognizing, okay, I'm human. Like, I'm just stuck in this right now. It's temporary. It's not the truth of who I am. Kind of reminding yourself of those things and doing anything you can to get your mind distracted.
Yeah.
Whether you're refocusing the energy yourself through a meditative practice or a writing practice, or get up, read, watch a funny YouTube video. I mean, do something that's going to be elevating you, you know, not necessarily getting stuck on Facebook in the middle of the night comparing yourself.
Yeah, don't go on Facebook if you're already in that space. You know, there's a reason why they say, you know, sleep on it. Because when you sleep and you wake up, you do have a fresh perspective. Your vibration is already naturally higher than it was when you were tired and trying to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. But if you can't fall asleep, one of my favorite things that I do myself and I recommend to my clients is, especially if like I'm not somebody, I hate getting out of bed when I'm tired, but I can't sleep. Like I know that it helps, but before that, I will always try this. The alphabet game, the ABC game, and this is an Abraham Hicks thing, but you just sit and go through the alphabet and you assign a high vibrating or good feeling word for each letter of the alphabet. So something like A is for amazing, B is for beautiful, C is for courage, D is for delightful. And you just go through the alphabet and you can cheat a little bit. X is for exuberant, you know, instead of X. but you won't even get that far half the time because now you've neutralized your thoughts and you've neutralized the energy and your body is relaxing. And half the time you can just fall asleep from there, which is great. So I recommend that people try that out. And if that doesn't work, you know, get out of bed, do all those things, like fight for your good feeling or just embrace it and do the best you can, like you said. So, I know we only have a few minutes left, so I just want to ask you, Jennifer, I mean, you've given us so much good stuff to work with here, and I know that you have so many things that you do yourself and work with your client. What's your go-to? What's the biggest piece of advice or tip that you can give everyone in terms of living out this year, 2019, in that thriving energy of alignment and skipping the drama?
I think I will always come back to a daily alignment practice, right? And I think a simple thing though, in terms of alignment and drama is let your feelings guide you. Your feelings are there. How your emotions and your feelings are always pointing you towards where you're in alignment or out of alignment. So when you're not feeling good, you're out of alignment, and when you're getting stuck in drama, that means you're being called to something else, to focus your attention somewhere else, to make a different choice. Something like that. And when you listen to that, it's your inner guidance pointing you to what's better for you, what's in your divine highest good. So the daily alignment practice helps and supports that, but sometimes that's a moment-to-moment focus. Like, okay, I'm not feeling good. What will feel good to me now? What will be self-honoring for me now? Mm-hmm. I take care of myself now. And every moment that you do that, you open yourself to the space of recovering too. Your alignment into your higher vibrational state. And when you do that, every time you do it, you strengthen that muscle and the energy smooths out and life unfolds for you with a lot less stress and struggle, a lot more ease and flow and fun in the process.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Yeah. And I echo that tip a million times over. And you know, guys, just be gentle with yourselves as you move through this year and move forward. Drop the expectation that it has to be any which way, but just do your best and do it with some consistency. If you guys want a guide to help you navigate that and be consistent, access that consistency, of course, get a copy of the book. And you know what? I completely forgot to do the caller thing, but well, let's see if anybody's ready. Go ahead and call in now. It's 1-800-930-2819 for a free copy of The Drama Free Way. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you can go to
JenniferAlley.Kartra.com where you can get your free Drama Free Way resource kit. You can also go to Jennifer Alley on Facebook and follow me there. There are a lot of resources there already that are also on my YouTube channel, which is Jennifer Alley, and tons of videos, free videos about what's basically the content of the book, talking about drama, where it comes from, why we have it, how it works as an addiction, the daily alignment practices to move beyond it. So there's tons of content there that you can find already. And during the holiday season, I had the pleasure of playing the drama-free game in New York City where, excuse me, I interviewed people on the street just about drama. Mm-hmm. And so there's some fun videos there too where you can see people actually work through their drama in a very short period of time. So these tools are super effective, super useful. So look forward to sharing those with you and connecting with you on Facebook and
wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining me today. And guys, this is actually my last show. I am ending my stint here with Transformation Talk Radio, at least for the time being, to focus on some other exciting projects. But I have enjoyed this immensely. The network has been wonderful. And thank you for letting me be here and contribute in this way. So thank you, Jennifer. And thank you to our listeners. And I wish you all high vibrations and so much alignment on the year ahead and the rest of your life. Thank you.
Yay. Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
And thank you, Nova.
Thank you for listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio, Vibrational Living in a Physical World with me, Nova Whiteman. Tune in every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as I give you practical, straightforward guidance and vibrational tools to align your energy so you can begin living the spiritual rockstar life you deserve. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com. See you next time.